We've been hearing a lot about chatter in the last couple of days, increased chatter about possible terrorist attacks. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer told reporters today U.S. intelligence agencies are investigating.
This is part of the daily review that takes place involving the texture, the quality, the quantity of what is often referred to as the chatter that we hear in the system.
And joining us now to explain more about what exactly we mean by chatter is Harry Skip Brandon, former Deputy Assistant Director in the FBI's Counterintelligence Division. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
When we say chatter, are we speaking literally? Is it essentially overheard conversations on intercepts, email? What exactly?
It's a term of art, so it can mean different things to different people. But I think to most intelligence professionals, chatter is just a term which means anything which gives an indication that something is about to happen. And it certainly can be listening, it can be voice, it could be mail, it can be email, and it also can be picking up bits of intelligence from human sources and fitting it all together. So chatter can be a very large spectrum catch-all phrase.
And the main U.S. agencies that would be monitoring this chatter, what are they?
Certainly National Security Agency, the Central Intelligence Agency, Defense Intelligence Agency, and the FBI. And now, to some degree, and we're all still wrestling with this, the Office of Homeland Security.
And when intelligence officials try to sort through that information, how do they sort what is meaningful from what is pure garbage?
Well, they do it as precisely as they can. It is an art. It's not a science. And in fact, in some ways, it's almost difficult because of the volume of information. It's like trying to find 10 drops out of a fire hose of water. It's very difficult.
I'm assuming that groups are fairly sophisticated and know that they need to speak in code.
Mm-hmm.
How successful is intelligence in decoding what the messages are and what they have been in the past?
Our government and other governments certainly have rather sophisticated code-breaking capability. Some of the most difficult things to break, though, are really not in code. It's just phrases that appear to be very innocuous, but to the right listener, it means something. It might be, Aunt Mary is coming to visit next week. Doesn't sound like anything. But you put it together with other things, and it may be somebody saying there's going to be an act of terrorism next week.
Do we know what the origin of the term chatter is, how it's come to be applied in intelligence circles?
You know, I really don't know the answer to that. It's actually a fairly new way to describe what they're doing. It's almost like putting together a giant crossword puzzle in the dark, and that's the thing that makes it very difficult.
That's not an encouraging metaphor, I don't think.
It's not, but we've gotten people that are pretty good at working in the dark and touch and feel, and they are able to put a lot of these things together now.
Skip Brandon, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Harry Skip Brandon is former Deputy Assistant Director in the FBI's Counterintelligence Division. He's currently partner with Smith Brandon International, an international security consulting firm.